But we want to get to our next item, though, because it is to do with what happened yesterday in Tralee Court. Mark Lynch was there to hear about the continuing remand of the two men who are charged in connection with the seizure of a large amount of drugs, crystal meth, to the value of €33 million in Corkport. Mark, good morning to you. Both men were dealt with in the court via video link yesterday. Can you outline for me what happened?
Absolutely, yeah. So the two men, again, they're in separate prisons, so they came up on video link separately. Mr. 43-year-old Nathan McDonald of Ballyroad Tralee appeared first. He appeared from Portlaoise Prison, donned an all grey tracksuit, and when he appeared on the video link, any defendants who were on video link have to confirm their name for the court, and they have to confirm that they can see and hear the court as well. And as soon as he had done this, his solicitor, Padraig O'Connell, told him that this was not a private forum. Do not say anything, he said, that he's going to speak on his behalf. So that was established straight away. And after that, then, the state sought a remand for 2 weeks in custody. The judge, John King, asked them what's the status, essentially, and they told him that the DPP directions are not ready yet. They said that further charges are considered by the DPP in relation to Mr. McDonald. So he was remanded in custody for a further 2 weeks to the next sitting of Tralee District Court on the 13th of March. And that was separately. I should remind listeners as well that he faces one single charge, and that is possession of a controlled drug, namely crystal meth, for sale or supply. And the second, his co-accused, as he was described in court yesterday, James Lean, 41-year-old James Lean of Pilgrim Hill, Kilmorna, he appeared on video link from Cork Prison. So he, again, was there to confirm his name and that he could see and hear the court. And his solicitor, Pat Mann, indicated that he would consent to a further remand of 2 weeks to appear again at Tralee District Court via video link on the 13th of March. Now, his solicitor, Pat Mann, said that there is a bail application before the High Court. It's been lodged already and it should be heard very soon, is what he said. Mm. And the court heard that if Mr. Lean secures bail, he will be there to appear in person next sitting, because there's a slight difference in the process for the two men, because Mr. McDonald was there yesterday for DPP directions. They were not ready yet. Mr. Lean is there because of the charges put against him. He's there for the book of evidence to be served against him. So if the book of evidence is to be served against you, you have to be there in person. So that's why if he gets bail, that's why he'll be there in person. So that was the case of the two men. James Lean, of course, charged with possession for sale or supply, and also the importation of the same drug, that's crystal meth.
Yeah, and I don't know if you know the answer to this. Maybe it's a movable feast because of the schedule before the High Court, but are we to anticipate that perhaps maybe that bail hearing will happen before the 13th of March?
Yeah, that was indicated, absolutely. And actually, on Friday, last Friday, when the two men first appeared in court, Pat Mann indicated to the court that he would straight away be applying for bail once his client was refused bail in the district court. He said, will be making an application to the High Court. So that application was lodged, and as he said, it'll be heard very soon. Now, Mr. McDonald is also seeking bail in the High Court. His solicitor, Padraig O'Connell, indicated that to the court yesterday, that there is an application there before the High Court. He gave no indication as to when that would be heard, but there is a bail application pending as well for Mr. McDonald.
Okay. Mark, also yesterday in court, it's a busy time for the courts and for the Gardaí. A Tipperary man has been remanded in custody and was charged with the murder of Castlemaine man Paddy O'Mahony. What happened here?
Yeah, so this was the discovery of a body in Castlemaine on Sunday morning, which turned out to be the body of Mr. Paddy O'Mahony. Gardaí arrested this man in his 60s, and he was subsequently charged yesterday morning to appear at Tralee District Court at 2 o'clock. So the sitting began. It was a very quick sitting, as all, I suppose, first hearings of murder cases are in the District Court, because there's not a huge amount for the court to decide. He was charged with that he murdered Paddy O'Mahony at Ballyramine, Castlemaine, on Saturday last, contrary to common law. Now, 66-year-old Thomas Carroll of 25 Brookway, Clonmel, Tipperary, was arrested at New Road Tralee, that's at the Garda station, at 11:11 yesterday morning. He was charged at noon, and he made no reply when the charge was put to him. Now, it probably is worth reminding listeners as well that he was charged with murder on Saturday. Mr. Paddy O'Mahony was discovered on Sunday morning. So it's possible from those timelines that Mr. O'Mahony may have been lying there for some time before he was found, maybe a few hours or so. Now, the judges in the district court cannot allow bail on a murder charge, so Mr. Carroll was remanded in custody to Cork Prison, and he'll appear again at Tralee District Court next Wednesday, March 6th, via video link. Now, his solicitor, Pat Mann, made two applications to the court. He handed in a statement of means into the court, and Judge John King agreed to allow free legal aid, and the second was in relation to medication, that he asked that his client be given all the right prescription medication, which he's currently on, and that he receives appropriate medical treatment, and the judge had no problem granting those two either.
Okay, all right. Well, listen, that's where we're going to leave it for now, Mark. Thanks for outlining what happened in a very busy day before Tralee District Court yesterday.